Torch Livecast is brought to you this evening by Loot Crate, lootcrate.com, where you can get epic geek and gamer items and use the code PWTorch to earn an extra $3 at checkout. Hello again, everybody. I'm Pat McNeil. I am filling in tonight. I'm a Torch columnist who is filling in tonight for our regular host, Wade Keller. Wade is off enjoying this holiday. We just got through the Labor Day edition of Raw, traditionally one of the lower-rated shows of the year. So what happened on Raw tonight? Well, let's get to the big picture. First of all, Seth Rollins, you might remember Seth. He officially turned babyface tonight. He will be facing Kevin Owens for the title on September the 26th at Clash of Champions. And let's see. Meanwhile, next week it will be Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. If Roman Reigns wins, Roman Reigns gets added to the match and it becomes a three-way match. And yes, the crowd just booed the hell out of Roman Reigns live on Raw. Chat room is open at blogtalkradio.com. Twitter feed is there, and we have email. So let's go ahead and take some calls. We'll just sort of run through the results as we go along. We'll start things off in – where's this guy who was on hold? Hold on a moment. This guy who is – okay. All right, somebody took the VIP pass, and I don't see him on here. Dagnabbit. All right, sorry, guy. We'll get to you some other time. We're going to go and kick things off then in order with the 478 area code. All right, 478, please state your name and town. You're on the postgame show with me. Hello.
How you doing today, Pat? This is Darrell from Georgia.
How you doing, Darrell?
Okay. I got two questions. How did you like the turn of Seth Rollins and tonight and in the opening program, and how did you like the ending of it? And does the ending by teasing Roman kind of ground down the match?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect with Roman. I thought at first this is going to be some sort of a swerve. He's going to come out and he's going to beat up Sami Zayn, but that did not happen. Obviously, they still believe, and Vince McMahon still believes in Roman Reigns as a top guy. I think he's a top guy. He just might not be a top, you know, good guy based on that crowd reaction. Seth Rollins, I thought it went okay. It wasn't the best babyface turn ever, and really Seth didn't act any differently than normal after he turned babyface. He wrestled the same sort of match he always does, but you know, the crowd likes Seth Rollins, and you know, that's an improvement over the last top babyface. So I suggest we go with it.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking that Seth was wrestling the same heel style that he was wrestling when he was a heel, so that's why I asked, because that just. I think today, I want, this is the last question, then you can let me go. I think today that the guys are so in tune and want to get themselves over instead of the character. Do you think that guys today do not know how to wrestle like a basic heel and babyface, show the fire if you're the babyface, and if you're the heel, either you kiss the babyface while he's slipping on a banana peel, or you shine him up so when you do the comeback, he looked like $1 million, and that could be a reason why people like Roman Reigns don't get over.
Yeah, I'd be concerned with that if I was running the developmental program. I mean, because you know, you saw NXT TakeOver, and it was a hell of a show, but really the only guys there that acted like heels are the Revival. The Revival got people to hate them, which is great. That's what you want. I just think that there's not a premium being put on being a hateable heel. And I think there's a good reason for that, because wrestlers have figured out, like Kevin Owens has figured out, hey, you know what, if I can sell merchandise, I can make more money, and I don't sell as much merchandise if people hate me. For real.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my question. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat.
Hey, no problem. Good deal. All right, Darrell drops off, and that opens up a line for you. As a matter of fact, we have lots of lines. We have lots of people on hold. 515-605-9345. No fair changing the number on me. Get on the line to get on the air. We just got a whole boatload of you waiting, so we'll try to get to some of these questions. Let me actually get to this email question. Hold on. This is going to be Wayne from Toronto. Let's see, Wayne writes in, was it just me or was tonight's Raw like an old SmackDown? it seems they've been doing bad Raws when they want to force people to watch SmackDown for something better and boost those ratings. I think it's one of those shows, and James Caldwell and I have talked about it just a lot of time, where maybe it might have worked as a 2-hour show, but when you get into that third hour, it sort of drags on a little bit. They really needed to tighten things up. I think you have a football game, which right now I'm really dying to watch the end of that, which has been back and forth so far, and a lot of drama. And on Raw, you have it's Darren Young against Jinder Mahal, yay. I think that's okay. We're getting a chat room. Brandon King writes in the chat room that Old Day segment was terrible. You know what? It wasn't good, and really the funny part was in the first few minutes, and they it just went too long, which is the problem with, I don't know, most of the comedy segments on Raw. It's the problem with doing a 3-hour and 10-minute show. All right, let's go ahead and move over to the 305 area code. 305, please state your name and town. You're on the livecast postgame show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, DG from Miami?
How you doing, DG?
I got two things.
Okay.
My first thing is, do you think that in the future, because of these bad ratings, they're going to definitely do more, pay-per-views versus Raw versus SmackDown? Because that's what I see in the future.
Okay, that depends. That depends on how well their buys are for the WWE Network, because this is what it's all about. As long as they have money coming in with people buying the network, I expect them to keep doing the split brand shows. And it's just like it was last time. And the reason they tried to move things down, they wanted to go to 20 pay-per-views a year. But the reason they cut down is because they were starting to lose money. It wasn't working out as well. So if fewer people are ordering the network and people are starting to not watch, the secondary pay-per-views, like Sundays, Backlash is going to be a secondary pay-per-view, then maybe they'll start going back to having joint pay-per-views again.
Okay. That's what you're saying. My second thing is the Seth Rollins thing. I know he's wants to go babyface, but it's like him and Roman can't be babyfaces again, I feel like. You know what I mean? I mean, he's trying to do the CM Punk thing, but regardless is that the only way this is going to work out is Roman Reigns has to definitely be heel. Otherwise, this really is not going to work with Seth.
Well, I think I know where they're heading. They obviously want to do something where they sort of, where they bring back at least 2/3 of the Shield and have Reigns and Rollins working together. And maybe they can do something at Survivor Series where the Shield are all baby faces and can team together. But I don't think it works. I mean, I'm sure they would like, Rollins to give the rub to Roman Reigns. I'm just, tonight's reaction just indicated that, Kevin Owens is a lot more popular than Roman Reigns. And I wouldn't like to be the one who has to explain that to Vince McMahon, even though it's pretty obvious.
Yep. All right. That's my two things, and I'll see you next week. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All right. DJ from Miami drops off. That opens up a line for you. 515-605-9345. I'm going to keep screwing that up for the rest of the evening. We will take a short commercial timeout. We will come back with lots more of your calls and emails and your chat room questions. Don't go anywhere.
When you're looking to tune in live to the PW Torch Livecast, find out about the next episode, or just catch up on an episode you missed, go to our new website, pwtorchlivecast.com. You can select shows by specific day, specific host, and format, including a grid of our latest interviews and best of selections on the homepage. That is pwtorchlivecast.com, where you can stream our show live and listen to past shows on demand. That's pwtorchlivecast.com.
It's a spark for me.
So yeah, speaking of familiar voices, hello you people. My name is Pat McNeil. I am a columnist here at PW Torch. I have hosted the live cast before. I am filling in for Wade Keller tonight because it is Labor Day, which is a holiday in the United States. 515-605-9345 is how you reach us. We'll be taking your calls here for the next, I don't know, as long as we can, you know, get away with, I suppose. Probably until around 10 after the hour. All right, here's what we had on Raw for those of you who missed important segments of it. Seth Rollins came out, acted like a babyface, and challenged Kevin Owens for the title. Mick Foley made the title match. Stephanie wanted to suspend Seth for being disrespectful. Mick Foley, on the other hand, went ahead and made the title match for Clash of Champions, which is on Sunday, the 25th. I don't know. Hold on. Sounds right. Anyway, let's go with that. Sunday, the 25th. Okay, and that happened. We also had Rollins beat Chris Jericho in a matchup. We had a main event where Kevin Owens defeated Sami Zayn in a non-title match and was confronted by Roman Reigns. Reigns will get a shot at Owens next week, and Reigns can earn himself a title shot, which would go to making a three-way match coming up at Clash of Champions. Speaking of potential three-way matches, Bayley defeated Charlotte in a non-title match after, this will shock you, interference from Dana Brooke backfired. However, Sasha Banks came out and made an in-ring announcement that she is cleared to wrestle and that she is coming for the title at Clash of Champions. So I sense a possible conflict between Sasha Banks and her old friend Bayley. All right, let's go back to the phones. It is 515-605-9345. And yes, VIP member, I found you. Okay, who is this guy here? Hold on a moment. The VIP member we have here is, it's Chris from Maryland. Okay, fair enough. Chris, you're on the live cast. Hello, what's your question?
Hey, how are you doing? I think this is the first time I actually get to talk to you.
Okay, hold on a moment. There we go. All right, go ahead. You're good.
All right, I thought that Raw started pretty good today. I thought that was doing really great, turning the crowd pretty much against him. And I thought that Seth, while he did sound a little whiny in this promo, I thought he had a little bit a little bit of that face fire. I know people complain about the cruiserweights getting going to Raw and not SmackDown, but going after getting through that Raw tonight, especially that second half, I can see why the cruiserweights are more necessary. And I guess my last thing is that do you actually think that they're going to go make the triple threat at Clash of Champions, or do you think Kevin Owens actually pins Roman next week?
Oh dear God! I hope they don't do that. I hope they don't do it at the Clash of Champions. I expect that somehow Owens will screw Reigns out of the match, or maybe Jericho will do it so they can do Reigns and Jericho at Clash of Champions. I just don't see. That three way match. On the other hand, that would get the crowd pretty consistently behind Seth. So. I mean, maybe they'll do it. I suspect not. I would much rather see a one-on-one title match.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Chris?
No, I think that's pretty much all I had, really. She pretty much just got me, and I'm pretty sure everyone, when I thought for a second that she was actually going to retire. But I guess not. I guess we are getting a triple threat for that, at least. But I guess we'll see.
We're getting some sort of conflict, and they might do something, which I think Bruce Mitchell has talked about before, which is, you know, Sasha comes back, Sasha wins the title, Bayley wants a shot at Sasha, and we get a replay of their feud in NXT, and this goes on through WrestleMania, which I can also see.
Yep.
But we'll find out together, I guess. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Yep. Take care. All right, Chris drops off.
Okay,
the line for you. Yeah, 515-605-9345. You don't mind the sound effects. They just keep me focused, I guess. All right, let's see what we have in the old email box. We're going to go to, who is this here? This is Roger. Roger writes, "Hey, guys, I listen to your show every Tuesday as I walk. I'd love to get this question answered tonight. Where do you think the company is going with Strowman long term? Do you think he will eventually fight for the Universal title? I think what they're doing doing with Strowman is they're, I mean, they know he struggles in the ring. They're trying to get some squash matches under his belt. They're trying to do some longer stuff with him, like they did tonight against Sin Cara. That was, I know that was a little punishing to watch there, even though it only went a couple minutes. But yeah, I mean, I just think they want to build him up into somebody who can eventually wrestle a credible match, and then they can feed him to Rollins or Reigns or whoever they're going to feed him to. Yeah, that's my guess. All right, we'll get to some chat room questions, but we have a lot of calls, so let's do one or two of those. Who do we have here? I don't know. Let's go to the 614 area code. 614, please state your name and town. You're on the Livecast postgame show.
This is Big Del Romine calling in from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, how you doing?
Doing good. I know that that's going to be kind of different as the horn. But I got two things I want to say. One is a statement and one is a question. The statement is that this is the first time that they brought back Backlash, the pay-per-view, and it seems like they're not giving Backlash what it needs to be. You know, since this is first time, they're giving Backlash, I guess, kind of like NXT, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like they should show clips of NXT fans come and watch it. They're not giving Backlash, I guess, a pay-per-view. To me, it don't even feel like a pay-per-view. It feels like just like a show, you know, and then they gave it like a random spot. You know, they're talking about Clash of Champions more than talking about Backlash. And then
you're right. Go on.
And my second thing is that, the second thing is nobody wants to see Roman Reigns as champion, again, as main champion, you know. We've seen him WWE champion a whole bunch of times. When is he going to drop down and get to the main card? And when is he going to drop down and not try and go after for the world title? When is he just going to drop down and stay down for a while, then come back up when, you know, when it's time or when he's ready or when the WWE thinks he's ready?
Right. I expect he's going to drop down for a little while. I know that Vince McMahon hasn't given up on him based on, you know, what we saw tonight and having him come out at the end of the show. It's just that the people aren't buying him as their savior or their good guy. He doesn't get, I mean, John Cena gets a better crowd reaction than he does legitimately. And, you know, Cena gets booed by most of the adults. I think they're going to either have to turn him heel or just drop him down and wait until people are ready to accept him again. Yeah, let's see. What was the first part of that question?
About Backlash, how Backlash is being treated like it's another NXT.
Well, it's more like a network. It's more like one of those network special shows, like Roadblock or the show they did at the Garden. And the problem with that is, they're basically doing it. It's the B show. If on months where they're going to have two pay-per-views, one's going to be the A show and one's going to be the B show, and it's pretty obvious that Backlash is going to be the B show. There's only one match that people are going to watch for, which is Ambrose and Styles, and the rest is kind of you know.
No.
Do you agree? Oh. Do you agree?
Yeah, and then Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, that Backlash too, is probably one that they happen that match up more than anything else.
I think they need to do a better job of setting this up, and I think that's just the case with anything involving Bray Wyatt. You know, Bray Wyatt is not going to actually be scary until he beats a main event wrestler. And I mean, having him do these nice feuds and talk a lot and keep losing, that's not going to help.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. All right, 515-605-9345. Let's go ahead and tackle some stuff in the chat room here. Chat room, hello. Okay, here we are. Raw was awful. Can we please get a one-on-one title match? I'm with Vincent Tucker in the chat room. That's fine. Okay. Sam Weiss asks, as WWE is advertising the cruiserweights coming, will they be allowed more than one match per 3 hours? I hope so, and I think it's actually encouraging that we might get some cruiserweight matches. And I have a feeling that once if the cruiserweights get a good reaction, which, I mean, they're the most watched show on the network right now, more so even than NXT. I think that they might get more, you know, they might get more spots in the first and second hour. Okay, let's see. Sheldon Goodhue writes, Pat, what are your thoughts on these Strowman squash matches and the Jack squash matches? Am I alone in thinking that the character development has come to a screeching halt because of these? Nia Jax doesn't seem to have any momentum at all. I thought they were trying to correct that tonight. I mean, the Nia Jax, again, I think it's the same deal with Braun Strowman. They're worried about, you know, they're worried that maybe Nia Jax can't cut it in longer matches and, you know, and isn't quite the level they want. So they're giving her a workout. They're going to keep giving her more and more to do. They're giving her a match with Alicia Fox, I'm guessing, at the pay-per-view. And that's going to be interesting. Okay. And anyway, keep any more questions, go ahead and write them in the chat room. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and let's see if we can't take another call here. Let's go to the 314 area code. 314, please state your name and town. You're on the livecast postgame show.
Hello, Pat. This is Damien Carr from St. Louis. Hope you're having a good holiday.
I am. As much as Labor Day is a holiday anymore. Hope you did the same.
Oh, thank you. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, but is it me or are we seeing just too many multi-man matches in pro wrestling in general? I mean, yes, you have Reigns versus Owens next week, where if Reigns wins, he gets added to the match with him, Seth Rollins, and Owens at Clash of Champions. Now, I wouldn't be excited to see that, not just because Roman Reigns is in there, but it's just a simple fact that it's yet another multi-man match to determine who gets the title. I mean, I don't know where all of this is coming from, but perhaps you can be able to clue me in on what's going on with that, Pat.
Well, I think we really had too many multi-man matches during the Attitude Era. I know you're referring to having the four-way match for the title just last week, and they have had multi-man matches. I don't necessarily have a problem with them doing it on TV if they're trying to set up a one-on-one match. I don't want to see it on a pay-per-view, and I know that they also did just a couple months ago they did Ambrose and versus Reigns versus Rollins, and I thought that was a good match. I didn't know that it was anything special, but I thought it actually turned out to be a good match. I guess it depends. A lot of it depends on who's actually in the multi-man matches, whether it's going to be good. But I don't want to see too many of them. I think that's something that, you know, that should be saved for special occasions.
I agree, because there's just been a lot of them, not just going on WWE, but just in wrestling in general, and it's just like, whatever happened to, I'm pretty much echoing the sentiments of Wade, you know, whatever happened to just having a one-on-one match to determine a significant outcome. But while I'm on the, but anyway, I also didn't understand that whole Sasha segment where it almost seemed like she was about to retire, but really it was just a fake out to try to get, you know, to tell Charlotte, oh, I'm coming back for your title rather sooner than later, you know. So, I mean, I understand what was up with that, but I thought she did a fabulous job of each faking it out. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, she was tremendous. I guess we're supposed to think that she was doing all that to try and draw Charlotte out to beat her up, but she got Dana Brooke instead, which, yeah, I guess that would make sense. Yeah. I was fine with that.
Yeah, and the fact that she also called Dana Brooke Miss Piggy, you know, this is days after, you know, Amber O'Neill, who is Luke Dot Gallows' wife, called her Miss Piggy, did the old tweet and delete. So I figured she stuck in that reference. I was like, ooh. But, it's Dana Brooke, so who cares? But
that's true.
Anyway, Pat, I'm not going to hold you too long. I'll let you go. Have a good night, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. And I imagine that Dana's boyfriend probably cares, but we didn't. If we hear anything about that, I guess we'll hear about it tomorrow. Okay, 515-605-9345. We have to take another commercial timeout. When we come back, more of your calls and emails, and we'll talk some more about the epic Labor Day edition of Raw. So don't you go anywhere.
If you're like me, you've got a list of favorite websites and a list of favorite podcasts that you visit either every day or throughout the week, but there's probably not a lot of crossover between the two. However, with PW Torch Livecast, that's different. If you're a listener of this show, you should also be visiting our main website, pwtorch.com, loaded with updates covering news in more depth than you'll find anywhere else. Editorials you won't find anywhere else, live TV coverage and pay-per-view coverage that's unmatched, and so much more on a newly redesigned, optimized, lightning-fast website. That's pwtorch.com. Check it out every day and bookmark it. No matter what device you're using, whether it's a mobile phone, a tablet, a laptop, or a desktop, there's a version that fits your screen and customized for your device. Check it out, pwtorch.com, one of the top sources of pro wrestling insider news since 1987 and online as a website since 1999. Don't miss out. Don't just listen to the live cast. In between live cast listens or while you're listening to the live cast, check out the latest headlines and exclusive articles at pwtorch.com.
We're back with more of the PW Torch Livecast.com Raw postgame show. I am Torch columnist Pat McNeil, filling in for our regular host, Torch editor Wade Keller. Wade will be back. Actually, he'll probably be back tomorrow to do the SmackDown postgame show, so you can talk to him then. 515-605-9345. That's how you reach us here. Going over... not exactly the most eventful edition of Raw, more of a maintenance show. Big segments are that Sasha Banks is back and Bayley beat Charlotte, which sets up a possible three-way for the women's title. Let's see, Seth Rollins is a babyface, and he went and beat Chris Jericho. And Kevin Owens defeated Sami Zayn in a non-title match in the main event, except Roman Reigns came out. Reigns and Kevin Owens will meet next week, and if Reigns wins, he gets thrown into the main event of Clash of Champions on the 25th. Right now, Clash of Champions will be Kevin Owens versus babyface Seth Rollins for the Universal title in the main event. All right, let's go ahead and tackle – while we're here, let's go ahead and tackle some of these emails, or at least one. Let's see what we got here. Okay, here we go. Yep. All right, Christian writes in saying, Rusev will come back next week to get his revenge on Reigns and cost him the match. Actually, that would make a lot of sense instead of having Jericho do it. I can completely see that. Okay, let's see what else we have going on in the chat room. Sam Weiss asks, isn't the risk with the cruiserweights is that they will get pigeonholed into being just cruiserweights? Yeah, but I think they might take it at this point. Plus, you know, I think... You know, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, do I really want to see Jack Gallagher wrestle Braun Strowman? Not so much. So, yeah, I'm totally fine with that. Let's see here. On Twitter, Travis Hill 25 writes, I wish you would go back to starting the postgame show 15 to 30 minutes after the show. Well, that is one that you can take up with Wade Keller. I'm sure he'll be listening to this if he's not listening now at some point. Ben Scott Pye, any news on when Emma returns and thoughts on whether she'll be drafted to Raw or SmackDown and whether she'll get a good run on her return? I know she was seriously injured. I expect her to get a good run on her return. I think she got drafted somewhere. I'd have to find out. You know, a lot of people raved about her match with Asuka, and it was better. I mean, she got a lot of offense in against Asuka, so they obviously are fairly high on her. All right, back to the phones. It is still 515-605-9345. By the way, please go out and support lootcrate.com. Check out the September crate, which is Speed. That's going to be up there for the next 2 weeks for you to order. Also, check out fanessential.net, which is where you can get your fine NBA gear and any of the other sponsors Wade has mentioned on the program. Let's go over to the 404 area code. 404, please state your name and town. You're on the post-game show. Hello.
Jamel from Atlanta.
How you doing, Jamel?
Good. I thought the show was okay. It was solid at the beginning. Three things. First, I was expecting something from Triple H, but I don't know where they're going with that. I was wondering if you thought he would come out next week and maybe interrupt that match with Owens and Reigns and where do you think they were going with that?
You know what? That's also a possibility, and I guess I shouldn't have been surprised that Triple H didn't show up this week. This was going to be a low-rated show because of the Labor Day holiday anyway, and they really want to do well next week when they're on against the NFL doubleheader. So yeah, I figures that they would save whatever Triple H has to say for then. So yeah, I would expect Triple H to show up next week. That's a good point.
Yeah. And also, that New Day and Gallows and Anderson, that was bad. It was some funny points in it, but the thing about it is about Anderson and Gallows is that I wasn't real familiar with them in Japan, but I don't know what they're doing with them here. I mean, they just seem like they should be a team. Either they should have like a manager, or they should be just a team that just come and just, you know, brutalize somebody. They're just so out of their element. It just seems so weird, and it's just out of place. And I hope after this they kind of go to that route. I don't know. I don't know where they're going with that. It was just a really weird segment. I don't.
I think Gallows and Anderson are better when they do the quick hit segments, like, you know, like the old fart retirement home or the bit for ring post itis. Anything longer is really going to be a problem. It's just not what they, it's just not their strong suit. They're doing the best they can with what they're given.
Yeah. And, my last thing is, the Titus O'Neil, I don't know where they're going with him. The last couple of weeks, it's just, I like him, but I don't know. It just seems like, you know, how you have that person where you like him. They seem like they like Titus O'Neil, but he's just not getting it. It's just they can't get nothing to really, like, put him over. I don't know what it is. He tried to get on the mic. He's not that good on the mic. He tries. He's funny in some areas, but it's like they're trying to push him out there, but it's just not there. And I don't know if they put him with Darren Young because they had a chemistry and maybe they could get something. But where do you think that he's going? Do you think he has a future in WWE? Do you think he'll last? Because I don't see it.
The way things are going now, I see him, you know, lasting on the roster a few more years, but not doing anything particularly special. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, we've seen them struggle before to get guys over, but they deep down they know how to do it. Because look what they did with Finn Balor. They had Finn Balor come in, you know, do his cool entrance, you know, go through three or four weeks where he beat everybody, all the top guys, beat them clean, and then they had him win the title. And, you know, he got over. Maybe not as over as if they'd let him show more of his personality or if they'd done vignettes building him up. But, yeah, I mean, they know how to make guys into top guys. So I don't think that they're necessarily that interested in doing it with Titus. They're just trying to move him up a little bit at a time. Maybe they figured, okay, we turn Titus heel. That gives us a lot more options with him, and he can be funny, you know, because Lord knows, you know, that's what we need from heels. We need more funny stuff. Yeah, I think the feud with Darren Young, plus putting Backlund in there, I think that's just death, and it wouldn't matter who they were having feud with Darren.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, okay, fair enough. All right, thanks, Jamil. Jim drops off, and that opens up a line for you at 515-605-9345. Like I said, I'm going to keep doing that for a while. We're going to keep going. 914 area code. 914, please state your name and town. You're on the Livecast postgame show. Hello.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for taking my call. It's Sean in Stamford, Connecticut, calling in.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing all right. Three weeks
Please
from
tell
now,
me you're not
the,
on the home team.
No, I'm
okay. So anyway.
Say, 3 weeks from now, is the Saints are playing the Falcons, and it's not really a big game. But then bigger than that is the presidential debate. So I was wondering, do you think that they're going to just get totally crushed? And being that the WWE loves bad comedy, how long before you think they invoke something with Trump, you know, a fake Trump or a fake Hillary, fake, you know, maybe they'll bring back the old Raw GM with the computer and the fake server or whatever. I mean, do you think on that Monday night they're just going to mail it in?
You know what? I got to say, first of all, I'm surprised they haven't done the Hillary versus Trump bit like they did with they did one with Hillary versus Obama 8 years ago, which, that wasn't that could have gone better. I'm trying to get this right. Is the debate actually going to be on the Sunday night of Clash of Champions, or is it on the Monday night?
No, Monday night against Raw.
Okay. Well, let's see. Yeah, that's that can't be good. Jeez. I think they're going to get killed. I think most anybody's going to get killed. But they probably think, you know what? We're coming out of Clash of Champions. There will be a whole bunch of people wanting to see what happened at Clash of Champions and see the follow-up. There's going to be a bunch of people who won't want to watch the debate, and there always are. Even given the spectacle of Donald Trump and Hillary, I think that they're probably cautiously optimistic and figure if they draw any sort of a rating opposite the debate, it's going to be looked at positively.
Yeah.
But I suspect they're going to get killed.
And do you think if you were running Raw, would you just mail it in that show and figure out it's not worth having any of the big guys on, let's just mail it in, or would you go, you know, stack the deck?
The big guys are going to be on the show. Let's see. It's going to be right after the pay-per-view, so really I wouldn't give away any big matches, but I would definitely, you know, build the show around whatever storyline you've got coming out of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I would have Triple H there, and I would have Stephanie and Mick Foley, and I expect it'll be storyline driven. We'll have a few good matches, maybe a nice six-man tag main event, but I wouldn't go out of the way to do the Rollins versus Owens rematch.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks.
But then again, they rarely consult me on these things, so you know.
Right.
Okay. Anything else, Sean?
Oh, no, that's all. Thanks a lot, Pat. Have a good night.
Hey, no problem. All right. Sean drops off. That opens up a line for you, 515-605-9345. Oh, let's look at the chat room again. This will be fun. Let's see. Sam Weiss says, you just gave McMahon an idea with the idea of Strowman versus Gallagher. Well, yeah, I suppose I did, and I think I should apologize for that. And, okay. Also, since you put it up, there we go. All right. Anybody else on hold? Did we get everybody? That's going to be pretty impressive if we did. All right. We're going to go ahead and check. I'm going to go ahead and check email, and then we'll start doing the rundown of what happened on Raw, since we haven't done that, and normally we do. All right. Opening segment, the big Kevin Owens celebration that was teased on the pregame show. They did the balloons, they did the confetti. I kind of wish they had gone with the bigger balloons, like the ones that they had during the Democrat convention, the huge red, white, and blue balloons, and, you know, maybe overdid it a little bit. Owens complained about the crowd saying you deserve it, saying he didn't want them to do that. He almost got the crowd to heel on them. Said that Triple H showed up to give him a real nudge, but he already had the match won. Seth Rollins came out, ran down Stephanie, and then asked, this is how you treat me for my loyalty. Seth punches Owens again. Stephanie tries to suspend him. Mick Foley says, no, this is Raw. We don't suspend people. We give out matches, and made the Owens versus Rollins match for the pay-per-view. And this caused frustration between Stephanie and Mick, which sort of played out backstage. Charlotte versus Bayley. Charlotte brought Dana Brooke to the ring, gave Dana a clipboard, told her to take notes on this match. Dana ended up getting up on the apron. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's see. Ended up getting up on the apron, and Bayley managed to throw Charlotte into Dana, and then hit the Bayley to belly and won the match. So Bayley has a win over Charlotte. Okay, then. Let's see. Moving on. More on the Connor's cure. Charlotte and Dana had teased tension, except this time Charlotte slapped Dana in the face, and that got some oohs from the crowd. That was unexpected. Let's see. Bo Dallas came back, sort of a more subdued music. He took on a jobber named Kyle Roberts and beat him in under a minute. Okay. Let's see. Backstage, Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho talking. Owens said he got a new suit and a new haircut. And he bowed, and Jericho said he was going to make Seth Rollins look like an ass. Okay, sounds good. Moving on, we go to, Jericho versus Rollins. Let's see. This went through a break. They showed Owens watching backstage in the monitor. Seth finally hit the pedigree in about a little under 14 minutes. Seth wrestled the same match he always wrestles. So he kind of, it's really more the fact that he kind of wrestles like a babyface when he was a heel. So why would they do anything different? So why not have him, wrestle like a babyface when he is a babyface, I guess. And the crowd, which didn't seem that excited about Seth's babyface turn earlier, really got into it by the end of the match with Jericho. So I thought that part went well. Let's see here. Cesaro versus Sheamus, match 3 in the best of 7. Sheamus beat Cesaro with the brogue kick in about 4 minutes, and apparently match number 4 of the series takes place Wednesday in London. So apparently Sheamus is going to sweep, and they will end this stupid storyline. Just kidding. All right, let's see. We're in the starting the 7th quarter hour. The Shining Stars took on Enzo Amore and Big Cass. Enzo and Cass did a very lengthy promo. Match actually went through the break. Let's see. Managed a distraction, and Primo was cut. Enzo Epico rolled up Enzo and got the 3 count. So the Shining Stars get the victory over Enzo and Cass. I imagine they'll be setting up a big rematch for the pay-per-view. That didn't make sense, since I imagine the Shining Stars should be several levels below Enzo and Cass. Tom Phillips interviewed Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens interrupted, and they jawed. Let's see. Next match, Nia Jax versus Ann Esposito. They explained that via Twitter that Ann Esposito is a friend of Alicia Fox's. And Nia Jax came out and beat up Ann Esposito in about 90 seconds, and that was the end of that. At least for now. Okay, so Anderson and Gallows came out. They brought out the Old Day, basically what the New Day is going to be like in the future after Gallows and Anderson beat them up. This started out funny for about a minute or so, then it just drug out. The actual New Day came out, and they teased that they didn't want to touch the Old Day because the universe would explode. But they instead went after Gallows and Anderson, and then they beat up the Old Day. Okay, so there we go. It was too long, and they shouldn't have done it. All right, Darren Young versus Jinder Mahal was the 7th match. We're in hour number 3 at this point, and Titus O'Neil is on commentary. This match was about what you expected. Darren Young gets the win. Titus comes down to the ring. Young goes after Titus, and they fight, and that's that. Backstage, Alicia Fox checks on Ann Deadweight, her friend. Nia Jax stops Alicia in the hallway and makes fun of her friend. Alicia goes cray cray and gets in Nia's face, and Nia pushes her away. So it looks like we're setting up for Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox in a match no one demanded. Speaking of matches no one demanded, Braun Strowman took on Sin Cara. This match was not good. It ended in a couple of minutes. Strowman won via countout. He made it back in the ring. Sin Cara did not. He then beat up Sin Cara some more after the match. Yay. Sasha Banks came out teasing she had some bad news. We thought she was going to retire. This drew Dana Brooke out to the ring to take advantage of the injured Sasha. Sasha revealed she wasn't injured, put Dana in the bank statement, said she's coming for Charlotte, coming up at Clash of Champions, which probably will be news to Bayley. So we had all that, and then we had the Owens versus Zayn main event. Afterwards, Roman Reigns comes out. Roman decides, the crowd booed the hell out of Roman Reigns. Back to the point that I was wondering what they were going to have him do. Roman did not beat up Sami Zayn. He got in there with Owens and Jericho. Mick Foley came out and made the aforementioned main event for next week, which is which is Owens versus Reigns non-title. That's going to be up against the two NFL games, and usually the first Monday Night Football game of the season draws pretty well. Steelers and Redskins, that's a big deal, and the follow-up is another one that's going to be big on the West Coast with the now Los Angeles Rams against the San Francisco 49ers. With all sorts of potential controversy and good stuff. Instead of me telling you about VIP, I think we're going to let Wade Keller do it. Take it away, Wade.
If you're a fan of the PW Torch livecast, you might want to consider a PW Torch VIP membership. When you do that, you get access to an exclusive RSS feed of not only ad-free, plug-free versions of every single PW Torch livecast, but also over 50 other VIP exclusive podcasts per month, including the Every Single Day Wade Keller Hotline. I also host three other flagship VIP exclusive podcasts: The Midweek Fix with Todd Martin, The Weekend Bruce Mitchell Audio Show, each about 2 hours in length, and the post pay-per-view roundtables with the 1 hour analysis of every WWE pay-per-view and some other ones too. Also, ad-free access to PWTorchVIP.com, and that is mobile-friendly and PC and desktop-friendly. And also access to almost three decades of the Pro Wrestling Torch newsletter, dating back to the late 1980s, over 1,400 back issues, with my pay-per-view reports on every single pay-per-view match since the late 1980s, with star ratings and match descriptions, roundtable reviews from the staff on every pay-per-view, cover stories on the biggest story every single week in pro wrestling, march through them as a VIP member 1 week at a time, read our exclusive Torch Talks with pro wrestling's biggest names, hard-hitting editorials, backstage tidbits you will not hear anywhere else, and much more. It's all available. Check out details at pwtorch.com/govip. That's pwtorch.com/govip. Exclusive podcasts, exclusive new newsletters every week, ad-free access to our website, and access to 28-plus years of archives. It's all waiting for you if you go VIP. Find out more details, a checklist of all the benefits of being a VIP member, along with testimonials from current members and a sign-up form that's mobile-friendly. Takes about 90 seconds to sign up. Go check it out today, pwtorch.com/govip.
Wade Keller's correct. It just takes 90 seconds to sign up for a VIP membership at pwtorch.com/govip, which was actually less time than that plug took. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Go do that now. Become a member. Get to hear more of us, because really you don't have enough wrestling audio out there to listen to. So you really need more. Let's go to the phones, to the 816 area code 816. Please state your name and town. You're on the livecast postgame show. Hello.
Travis from Kansas City.
Okay, I heard Kansas City.
My name is Travis.
Oh, hi, Travis. Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say I just left Monday Night Raw in Kansas City tonight. Very long. It's the longest than I've had to be, and Mick Foley said that there would be a championship match at the top of the class of the champions in 7 Night of Champions.
Yeah. Yeah, that did not go over well, by the way. I think people were hoping, yeah, people were hoping for something more tonight, you know?
Right. What do you think was most noteworthy to show
that? Yeah, I don't know how it came off there. It came off as, you know, it's like we say every week. It probably would have been okay as a 2 hour show. 3 hours is just too damn long.
Yeah. I tell you, when you're there live and you see the dark green matches and then the 3 hours and 10 minutes of Raw, it does really drag on. And by the time that it's over, you're ready to go home.
Since I've got you here, how did the Superstars main event was Jack Swagger and Titus O'Neil. How did that go?
The crowd was really into that for Jack Swagger. They're still saying to the people even without being prompted to. That was actually a very good match.
Mm-hmm. Which is why they... Yeah, they're still into that, which is why they go out and put them on Superstars every week. I don't get it. But, okay.
Makes no sense.
No, he must. Yeah, they must have given up on him for some reason. I don't know. Okay.
It might have been the DWI.
Yeah, you know what, that would make a lot of sense. But they didn't give up on him enough to fire him. So
that's true.
You tell me. I'm not sure. Okay, but I mean, you know, you had a couple of good matches there. It's just that I think it's just that you took too long in between them.
Yeah, I think my match of the night was the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. They always have a good match.
Yeah, which is so it was good that they had him on because people who were, you know, so people who stuck with it during the end of through the end of the show got a good match out of it.
Exactly, and I had a question for you.
Sure.
Is Seth Rollins now a babyface?
I think so. I don't think they had him change much in the way of his personality. They're just going to have, since he was betrayed by Triple H and Stephanie, he's just going to be going after Triple H and Stephanie and Kevin Owens. And they, I mean, and really it's because they didn't have a top babyface after Finn Balor got hurt. I mean, they thought Roman Reigns was a top babyface, but you saw how that went.
Yeah. And I tell you, when it came out tonight, he was booed out of the building in the live crowd. I don't know
how
it was on TV.
Yeah, that did not go unnoticed. Yeah, that was a very loud and not positive reaction to Roman Reigns, because I think people were hoping at that point that they were going to get through the 3 hours without seeing him.
I think you're right. Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and that's all I have for the night.
No problem, Travis. Thanks a lot. Okay. Yep. All right. 515-605-9345. Last chance here coming up. Let's see. See if there's anything on Twitter. No, not really. Let's see. Yeah. Not really anything. Craig Kirkendall writes, so I can just watch the Hulu version. Okay, cool. Yeah, actually that might be better. They probably have the three or four things that were important. Let's see. One and only Jay Stout writes on Twitter, just a really bad show. Well, that's you're not the only person who said that. I mean, I just, you know, I'm trying to think if there were any good 3 hour Nitros that I watched. And, you know, if there were good three hour Nitros, might have had something to do with having some cruiserweight matches to fill time there. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. All right, Kenny Jones writes, wow, I'd hate to date Sasha Banks. She could have me believe anything. LOL. Yeah, that's actually a great point. All right, Craig again. I lost interest when the entrance music for Braun Strowman was the noise I make when trying to screw with my dogs. Well, I don't really want to get involved with your personal life, but okay, I take your point. All right, I think we're actually about done here for Labor Day. I want to thank everybody who tuned in and helped make this a special Labor Day Raw happening. I promise Wade will be back with you tomorrow night for the SmackDown postgame show, unless he isn't. And and it's been a pleasure spending some time with you on the live cast. We should probably do this again. As a matter of fact, we will do this again this Saturday coming up 11:30 Eastern when I fill in for Jim Valley. So let's go with that. Okay, and that'll do it for us. So until we meet again, kids, keep your feet on the ground and keep shooting for the stars. Good night.